can start. Hello, everyone. It's quite a room.
Thank you for coming. My name is Julien Malka. I'm a NixOS contributor, but also a PhD student and a researcher at Telecom Paris. Today, I'm going to present work that is more research-oriented that I did under the supervision of Theo Zimmermann and Stefano Zaccheroli, which is about NixOS reproducibility. First of all, what are we talking about? What am I talking about when I say reproducible? Is the conception of reproducibility defined by the reproducible builds group. So basically, build reproducibility, bit by bit reproducibility, which is basically a build is reproducible if given the same source code and inputs and environment. You can recreate the same build, exact same bit, bit by bit, identical as another person that would do it on another computer, basically. Build reproducibility is a concept that is historically pretty much associated with NixOS. Maybe if you have heard about NixOS before, that's something that comes to mind when we talk about NixOS it provides reproducible builds. This was even directly on the front page of the NixOS website for years. So this is a snapshot of 2023 when the wording changed a little bit, but it was like a big marketing argument of NixOS for a while. But it's actually not something that is true in a general case. I'm sorry about like the display that is being a bit messed up by the display, sorry. But you could easily write down an expression.
Sure. Oh, the mic is on. You should have now. Apparently there's issues with the audio on stream, but it's not your fault. Sorry about that.
You could easily write an X expression that will generate something non-deterministic. So just for example, this expression that takes value from the random environment variable will generate two different artifacts when run twice. So here you can see that actually NixOS doesn't give you a guarantee of build reproducibility. So it's something that has created, I would say, little difficulties with people from the reproducible builds group, which are actually the people providing the patch and working with upstream projects to make them reproducible. Because like NixOS has used it as a marketing argument for a long time. So it creates the question how reproducible truly NixOS is. And to answer this question, there is something you can do is you can go and check out the reproducible.nixos.org page, where there is actually some monitoring that exists of NixOS reproducibility. But this, and on this, you can see that there is, the monitoring is done on the ISO images, so the minimal ISO image and the GNOME ISO image. And you can see that we have excellent reproducibility rate, around 100%, 99% for this. And you can even go and for the packages that are not reproducible, check out their diffoscope. So diffoscope is like a visual diff of where a binary artifact differs. And you could try to understand, thanks to the diffoscope, where the difference come from in the small amount of packages that are non-reproducible. The problem here is that this is only monitoring a small subset of Nix package. The ISO image is a small subset. And we really have a more general question of what is the proportion of the globality of the Nix package repository that is reproducible. So why is this question important? It's because it could have a positive impact on software supply chain security. So basically, when you're a Nix user, you could compile your packages on your directly on your computer, but this is quite performance heavy, computing heavy. So you don't always want to do that, and sometimes you actually want to download the packages directly from the caches. It's what most Nix users do. And when you do that, you kind of have a problem